amoureux et je te sourirai tout en branlant la tête et nous ferons un couple adorable de vieux. Nous nous regarderons, assis sous notre aile, avec de petits yeux attendris et brillants. Lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille, lorsque mes cheveux blonds seront des cheveux blancs. C'est vrai, nous serons vieux, très vieux, faiblis par l'âge, mais plus fort chaque jour, je serrerai ta main, car vois-tu, chaque jour je t'aime davantage, aujourd'hui plus qu'hier et bien moins que demain. Okay, you've listened to this poem once. How did you feel? How well did you do? How many words did you manage to fill in? Okay, well, that's quite a tough exercise. There are many words to fill in, aren't there? Actually, they're not words, they're verbs, and we'll find that out in a minute. What I would like you to do now is listen to it one last time. Are you ready? Écoutez attentivement. Lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille, lorsque mes cheveux blonds seront des cheveux blancs, au mois de mai, dans le jardin qui s'ensoleille, nous irons réchauffer nos vieux membres tremblants. Comme le renouveau mettra nos cœurs en fête, nous nous croirons encore de jeunes amoureux, et je te sourirai tout en branlant la tête, et nous ferons un couple adorable de vieux. Nous nous regarderons, assis sous notre aile, avec de petits yeux attendris et brillants, lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille, lorsque mes cheveux blonds seront des cheveux blancs. C'est vrai, nous serons vieux, très vieux, faiblis par l'âge, mais plus fort chaque jour, je serrerai ta main, car vois-tu, chaque jour je t'aime davantage, aujourd'hui plus qu'hier et bien moins que demain. Okay, now you've listened to it twice. How does it feel the second time round? Yes, much better. How many verbs did you find? Not bad. Bravo. Well done to you. Bravo. Okay, shall we correct it together? Now remember, you can find this text in the appendix that follows this support sheet. I'd like you not to look at it until we finish the exercise. Okay, let's start. Lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille, lorsque tu... And then there is a gap. So what did you put here? Yes, you heard sera. Well done. Lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille. Well done. Now, why do you think I've taken these ones out of the text? Yeah, because this is the auxiliary to be, conjugated in the future tense. And I wanted you to spot this, okay? So how does it go? Lorsque tu seras vieux, S-E-R-A-S, et que je serai vieille, S-E-R-A-I. Now remember, over lesson 2, we went through the verb to be, in the present tense, future, past, conditional, and so on. This is now applying into this text. So you're going to have a lot of future tense here, but a lot of this auxiliary put into the future tense, to be and to have. Now let's have a look. Lorsque tu seras vieux et que je serai vieille. What do you think that means? Well, tu seras vieux, you will be old. Et que je serai vieille, I will be old. Now, you've got to bear in mind two things here. When you start a sentence with when, which is here, lorsque, okay? In English, you use the present tense, when I am old. Okay, well, in French you don't. In French you use the future tense, always. So that's the reason why we have a future after lorsque, which means when. So, when you will be old and when I will be old. Okay, now what tells me that you is a masculine gender and I is a feminine gender? Well, it's the adjectives that we use, isn't it? Vieux is used for tu, and vieille is used for je. So I know that a person using je is a lady, okay? Because the adjective is in